8 years.
93.9 KPAY, where the North Valley comes to talk.
All right, 7:45 the time, and we wanted to get all into this and kind of bring you up to date on what you've probably seen it, you've heard about it, the Be Ready Butte campaign that's out there right now to kind of prepare us as fire season seems to be now the fourth season in California, especially here in Northern California. On the KPAY Morning News now, joining us is Chief John Messina. John, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. It's a pleasure to be here and speak with you.
Yeah, listen, we talked a little bit, and I asked you probably the most dumbest question I could start off with the Dixie Fire, huh? A little bit earlier this year, but fire season, how we doing?
Well, as like every other year in the last 4 or 5, 6 years, probably, you know, the summers are getting longer and fires are getting worse. And this was no exception to that rule. You know, the Dixie Fire started in Butte County and ended up in Shasta County,
right.
Lassen County, Susanville, Old Station. And we, you know, if you would have talked back July 13th when it started, none of us could have even conceived the fact the fire would have traveled that far.
Yeah, and listen, it's because of that that right now we're kind of in the heart of really fire season. It started earlier this year, and you've
absolutely
seen it. So let's talk a little bit. You're joining us today because the campaign is out there called Be Ready Butte, and it's all about be ready, of meaning that wildfire now has to be top of mind for – it doesn't matter where you are in the North State and living these days.
Yeah, that's correct. It doesn't.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, and we thank you for joining us. You're a longtime Butte County resident, John, and, you know, you've been working with Cal Fire now for over 30 years or so. Let's talk about this. I got a note about right thing, wrong way. So what is this all about?
Well, let's just talk about, for example, disaster planning and evacuations. There's a right way to plan for it, and there's really no wrong way, but there's a better way to plan for it. So, you know, creating a evacuation plan and planning when a fire breaks to leave early, meet, retreat, it's almost a must nowadays living in California, especially in the foothills. And, you know, most people in Butte County, they've kind of adopted that, and they do have an evacuation plan. And when it's done the wrong way, for lack of a better term, and I don't want to say it's the wrong way. Any plan is better than no plan, but there's a right way to do it. And what ends up happening is a lot of times our residents just plan for the perfect scenario where you're sitting at home with your family, the phone rings, you get clear instructions, it's a bluebird day out, you jump on the road, and you're out of potential threat of a wildfire. And what we're asking everybody to do is plan for those terrible days,
right,
where the worst case scenario, where your family split up, your grandson or daughter is at school, your mother lives across town, and you don't get good information, and the wind's blowing really hard. And what are you going to do? How are you going to handle that? And how are you going to make that evacuation smooth? And I think over the last few years, we've seen the value in evacuation planning, not on the emergency responder perspective, but on the citizens' behalf. And I think things move much smoother, and our residents are much happier at the end of the evacuation when they've planned for it, they've practiced it, and, it was a successful evacuation.
Sure. And of course, I remember, I grew up in Southern California where fire was a thing as well. But even from day one, my dad, even as we were younger, always said, look, even if there's a house fire, you meet out here at this light post, everybody get out, you push the screen out, you jump out your window, whatever it may be, and you meet here so we could be here. And I think another thing, John, that a lot of families and kids have to learn about is it's a new term everybody's getting familiar with, the go bag, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're ready to go.
It's so important, and you know, for some people, not having a go bag is just an inconvenience. But when you've been evacuated for not just hours, days, that go bag becomes something that's very precious with all your important stuff that you may need to carry with you. Because I'll be honest with you, back in the day, we would evacuate communities fully expecting the return to their homes. Well, I don't need to tell anybody in Butte County, when you evacuate the last few years, many, many, if not thousands of people don't get to return to their homes.
Right. Yep. And so the most important things are, in overall, with this evacuation plan is, like you said, if you have family members that are nearby, maybe grandma, grandpa, and maybe they might not be in tune with the tech today with getting the notification either through phone or on a cell phone or whatever it may be, just to have all that ready and know kind of the area you're in. Like I know with Paradise, after, you know, they had the zones designated for Paradise, so you knew what evacuation zone you might be in, and really be aware of that in addition to how you get out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important now, and I hate to name communities in Butte County by right. name, because if you just live in the foothills anywhere and you don't have to be in a specific community, you're at threat from wildfire, especially during the fall months, which we're entering. We usually get dry, cold fronts pushed through, and no precipitation comes with them, but what it causes is strong winds. In the last few years, we've had strong winds. And these Ready, Set, Go campaign, Be Ready, Butte, in this go bag, all this becomes very, very important this time of year, because when the wind is blowing, the fires that we do have, they move fast. They move quick. Who knows where they're going to start? And you may not have hours to evacuate. It may be seconds. And so what we're asking people also is not only just be prepared, pay attention to your surroundings and the environment. When the wind's blowing hard, you should be on high alert. And the morning you get up, man, the wind is blowing. Maybe I'll call grandma and say, hey, if something happens, let's refresh what we're going to do. And it'll allow you to be much more successful. And what it does is it allows firefighters now and first responders to focus purely on defending communities instead of rescuing people. Obviously, rescuing people is our number one priority, but we'd much rather have people evacuate, and then we can spend all our time on defending their community so they have something to come home to.
You bet. We're speaking with Chief John Messina here from Cal Fire, Battalion Chief. Let's talk a little bit about the website. I know you've worked, and you have a lot of great information here with the Be Ready Butte. Of what is available there for folks. So can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. All kinds of disaster preparedness information is on there. It's not only on the Butte Fire Safe Net. You can also find it on the Office of Emergency Services Butte County website. And our goal is with this Be Ready Butte campaign is every time you drive down the road, every time you hear it, you see the logo, it triggers something that says, you know what, I got to prepare for wildfire. I've got to prepare for some sort of natural disaster. What do I need to do? And it'll trigger maybe the residents that every time you see it on a billboard, you hear it on what we're talking about right now, the people take the time and do some disaster planning with their family. And I think maybe, you know, 3-4 years from now, when I walk up to every resident in Butte County and ask them what Be Ready Butte is, they're going to say, I'll tell you what it is, and they'll know exactly what it is. So our goal is nobody can say, I didn't know.
It's the world we live in anymore, John. It's be ready. You got to be ready to
absolutely,
to
it is.
Listen, Chief John Messina, we appreciate your time, John. It's Be Ready Butte. You get all the details at buttefiresafe.net. Appreciate your time, Chief. Stay safe.
You too, and you guys have a great day.